Go ahead, Brother Jason. Amen. Yeah. I don't know if I can preach this morning or not. Go ahead, Brother Rusty.
I was going to offer a praise report first on the Holy Spirit and wait. I got here and I said, Lord, if you're going to do this, somehow let me know. It's due song. It's off subject for Mother's Day. The praise report I went off is something I don't think we'll think of very often. And I said, I woke up this morning and I'm still saved.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't believe I had that when I wasn't lying. But broke out of my income may be, I know what my outcome is going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just think we all need
to. Hallelujah.
Now, thank God we're still saved. There ain't no way we'd be.
That's right. Yeah. Thank God, brother. Yeah. Woo. Yeah. It's been good this morning. Go ahead, Miss Angie. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Yeah. Amen. Thank God. Yes, ma'am. That's right. Amen. Praise the Lord, sis. What a blessing. Paul told Timothy, speaking of his faith, he said, your faith, which I first saw in your mama and your grandmama. How about that? He said, talking about your faith that I first saw in your mama and your grandmother. Faith is something that is passed down from generation to generation. Ain't got a thing to do with the message this morning, but I'm afraid if we're not careful, we're going to lose the next generation. Amen. We're going to lose them to a praise and a worship team. Amen. We're going to lose them to a phony Bible and a phony religion with no God and no Holy Ghost and no power. We're going to lose them to a sideshow of sorts, a concert, and we don't need to do that. We need to take this great gift of our faith that God has given us and make sure we give that to the next generation. Amen? Amen? Exodus chapter number 2 this morning. Exodus, I know some of you are looking at your watch and thinking, I cannot believe what time it is. Well, you might as well believe it. You are at Happy Valley this morning where anything is liable to happen. We didn't come to get out, we come to get in. We didn't come to get off, we come to get it on. Amen. And we put a lot of emphasis on this book this morning. And we make much about it. We don't apologize for it. We don't apologize for the shouting or the hand clapping or the worship. We just love God, and this is our chance to come together every week and celebrate together what God's done in our lives. Amen. Exodus chapter number 2. A very, very, very familiar story. How many of you know who Moses was? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thank God for Charlton Heston. If it hadn't been for the movie, amen. If it hadn't been for the movie, The Ten Commandments, half his crowd couldn't have raised their hand because they ain't never read their Bible, amen. Amen. Exodus chapter number 2. Y'all looking at it with me? All right. The Bible said in verse number 1, and there went a man of the house of Levi, and took a wife, a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son, and when she saw him that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could no longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein. And she laid it in the flags by the river's bank. And his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and the maidens walked along by the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go," and the maid went and called the child's mother. Now, stay with me just for a second. Who did she go get? If you know the story, the king has declared that all the newborn baby boys be put to death. They're afraid the Hebrews are going to outnumber them. So the Egyptians are having the little Hebrew babies killed. So Moses is born to Miss Jochebed, and she realizes her son is about to be murdered, so she makes him a little boat, a little ark of bulrushes, and she puts that thing in the river, and sister hides in the bushes to see what's going to happen. And when Pharaoh's daughter drew the little boy up out of the ark and he was crying because he was hungry, the sister pops up and said, "Hey, would you like me to go find you somebody to feed that child?" She just happened to know somebody. She just happened to know somebody who had the ability to give that baby boy what he needs. So she went and got the child's mother. Now I want you to notice this next verse of scripture right here. I'm going to stop right there. The Bible said, "And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, 'Take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages.' And the woman took the child and nursed it." She said, "Take the child and nurse it, and I will give thee thy wages." This morning, for a few minutes, just give you a simple thought. It pays to be a godly mother. It pays to be I wonder how many of you moms would raise your hand and say, "Boy, would to God somebody would pay me for putting up with my brats." Amen. Would to God I'd get a check in the mail. Hallelujah. I deserve, if anybody deserve one, it's me. Amen. Amen. I give my wife anything she wants. I mean anything she wants. I make it happen. You know why? She raised three of the best children I know. Amen. Amen. I get no credit for that. It goes to mama. Daddy's running up and down the road preaching everywhere and counseling with people and doing this and doing that. Mama's the one at home taking care of them babies and raising them babies and telling them what the Word of God said, teaching them how to love each other, teaching them how to respect mom and daddy, teaching them how to be good husbands and good wives. Hey, I say to you this morning, it pays to be a good mother. Amen. It can pay in several ways. I thought about the famous criminal, John Dillinger. Anybody remember John Dillinger? I wonder what his mama thought. It paid, but in a bad way. Some mothers will go today because it's Mother's Day, and they'll sit down on a stainless steel little stool, and they'll pick up a telephone, and they'll look through about that thick of a bulletproof glass, and they'll talk through that little telephone and talk to their child on the other side of that glass window. It pays to be a godly mother. Amen. I said it pays to be a godly mother. And I do believe if you'll trust God and follow the Word of God, your children will turn out okay. Amen. I don't mean drag them to church on Sunday, but then you live like hell on Monday. Are we okay this morning? Just nod your heads. We'll be all right. I believe if you'll stick by the stuff, it'll work out. You know what they said my whole life? My dad is in heaven now, but my dad was a road musician. He played music and all that stuff that goes with it. And by the way, the stuff that goes with it ain't good. I'm talking about drugs and drinking and women and all that stuff. Anyway, we lost our dad when I was 4 years old. My mom was 9 months pregnant with my little sister when my dad left. My mom moved us into a trailer on my granddaddy's farm, a little single wide trailer. Not long after my little sister was born, a man knocked on my door. And that knock at my door that day at 4 years old, little did I know that would change my life. I had little to no idea. All I knew, there was a man with a handful of bubble gum inviting me to ride a bus to church. We got on that old bus and rode to church, and they sung songs like I had never heard. I mean, I'm telling you, it was the most amazing thing. I'll never forget sitting there. They had a children's church. Brother Charles Williams was our pastor. He preached that morning. I'll never forget, he did magic tricks while he preached. And I thought, wow, they did all this for me. I really thought that. I remember 4 years old. You know how your mind does. I thought, man, they went to a whole lot of trouble for me. And you know what they did? Wasn't long, Brother Jay Bice, the man who picked me up, his children are here this morning. His wife is here this morning. He's in heaven saying, amen, Brother Eddie, you tell him. Amen. Amen. Little did I know that first Sunday that later on, Brother Jay would ask my mom to take over that bus. And she ran that same bus route that Brother Clint and Miss Donna are running today. Matter of fact, I think some of these folks came in on that Dallas bus route. That was started back in 1971, somewhere in that neighborhood all those years ago. Anyway, long story short, Mama didn't just start going to church. She became church. It wasn't just something we did on Sunday. It was our life. That bus route wasn't just something she did on Saturday. It was an everyday thing. She literally became a mother to those children. She drug us to church on Saturday. I mean, we were in a car visiting all day long. I'm talking about a Vega. Anybody remember? Somebody say amen. I'm talking about a Vega. Here was the air conditioning. Go faster, Mama. Go faster. I used to pray God would invent a TV that you could put in the car so you could watch cartoons. Now I'm grown and they got them. And I don't know if they make a car without air conditioning anymore. But you know what they said? They looked at my mother and they said, Sandra, and she'll tell you it's a God's truth. They said, Sandra, you're going to ruin those children. They're going to grow up and they're going to hate God. They're not going to want nothing to do with church because you make them go day after day after day after day. Guess what? I'm grown now and I hate church. I never go. I can't stand preaching. I can't stand good gospels. Why, you jacked up from the floor up, make God want to throw up. Hey, it didn't ruin me. It made me. Going to church didn't wreck my life. It wrought my life. We okay? I am what I am this morning. Little did I know. Somebody said, where'd you go to Bible college? White Oak Springs Bus Ministry. Got the degree. Been there, done that. Amen. I'm glad I didn't go on them schools that run all these preachers in America. Amen. Little did I know, all those years growing up being drugged here, there, and yonder. Church, 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 church. Little did I know, God had me in school. Little did I know, as a teenage boy, in my early teenage years, God was preparing me to be your preacher. I guarantee you, Brother Jay never dreamed in a million years. Matter of fact, he told me. He also was my principal when I was in Christian school, and he paddled me every day. Me and Roger Bush in the 11th grade had a contest to see who could get the most paddlings. I wasn't saved. That's the only excuse I have. But he would stand there with that big old grin on his face and he'd say, Doc, this is going to hurt you a whole lot worse than it's going to hurt me. He enjoyed it. Amen. I doubt he thought, I'm fixing to whip my pastor. Amen. Little did anybody know what God was doing. And little does anybody know what God's doing in the house you live in. And what your children may become. Moses, what a man. What a man. He went up on the mountain and received the Ten Commandments from God. What a man. He led God's children, millions of people, out of Egypt, across the River Jordan, on the Red Sea, on dry ground. I'm talking about Moses, the man with the rod. Y'all know who I'm talking about? Moses. But it didn't start with Moses. It started with Mama. Are you listening to me? Who should get credit for God's children being freed from Egypt? It's got to go back to Moses' mother. For without her, he'd have been beheaded and killed and fed to the crocodiles. Oh, but thank God there was a mama who had a little faith. There was a mama who trusted God. And thank God in my life, there was a mother who had some faith and trusted God. The Bible said they paid her her wages. They paid her her wages. Did you know somebody sang a song one time? There's going to be a payday someday. There's going to be a payday someday. Payday's coming. You know what? I feel like my wife and I, we get paid every time we come to church. Every time we come to church. My wife sat there this morning. And she watched, as I did, as I led the choir, her three children standing in that choir. All three of them. All three of them. Not one time have we ever had to go and sign a bond to get them out of jail. Not one time. God's been good. God's been good. That's payday. When my children stand up to sing, and I got a text message from Brother Tony Shirley. Levi and William went down to Texas. And Brother Tony said, boy, when your boy sang, he said, the Lord come down. Payday. Payday. I'd rather get a phone call like that than get a phone call said your son's in jail, your son's left his wife, your son's committed adultery, or whatever the case may be. Thanks be unto God. It's payday every day. I'm telling you, it's worth it. It's worth it raising these young'uns in church. It's worth it raising them around God's people and the things of God. It'll be worth it in your life too. Amen. Do you know what you're going to get out of your children? Just exactly what you put into them. Amen. Amen. I'll give you a couple of things about Moses' mom, and we'll go to the house or go to Granny's. How about that? You got something to eat? No? I'm going where they got something to eat, okay? I want you to notice several things about Moses' mom. I want you to notice her planning faith. If anything's going to be a success, it better have a plan. Amen. There better be a plan in place, not just, well, let's just see how it works out. Because if you just wait to see how it's going to work out to be a train wreck and a mess. There must be a plan in place. I remember standing in the delivery room when Ashley, our oldest daughter, was born. And I'd never seen that before. I've seen calves been born. I've seen pigs been born. I'd seen dogs been born. Never had I seen no baby human being born. That was the first. And I expected to get this baby and it smelled like the baby shampoo and the powder. No, it wasn't that way. This little black nurse in that delivery room, I standing at my wife's head, that baby come out, and that nurse had it in her hands, and she said, here, it's yours, you clean it up. I'll never forget that as long as I live. And I went, ugh. This ain't what I came in here for. No, it don't smell like baby lotion. And she was blue. And they put a white hat on a little cap on her head, and I thought, my wife's had a smurf. But I remember standing in that delivery room thinking, oh my Lord, what am I going to do with this? I train a coon hound. I break a horse. I ain't never had one of these. Just a kid myself. Well, they had to get a plan in place real quick. Real quick. I got to figure out what to do. If I'm going to get from this to a wedding altar, there's a lot of time in between. We better have a plan. Amen. And right then, I was absolutely clueless. That next December, the plan came in place. That next December, before her first birthday, on New Year's Eve, God's plan came into play. And my wife and I both came to know Christ as our Savior. Now we've got something to build on. Amen. Amen. She planned to raise a godly child. Moses' mom made up her mind to raise a godly child. She had to plan that. Amen. Now listen, I would say it'd be almost impossible to raise a godly child without having some God about you first. We're living in a day when parents say, do what I say, not what I do. I remember my mother's been quit smoking for years now, but she used to smoke. I mean, I'm talking about chain smoke, driving down the road with the windows up, smoking in that Vega. And boy, it'd choke you to death. And she'd look at me, Brother Freddie, and I'm in trouble now. She'd look at me, she'd smoke them big old long cigarettes. She'd go, if you ever touch one of these, I'll break your neck. Can I get a witness? Help me, Pam. Didn't she do it? If you ever smoke one of these, if you ever pick up one of these, I'll kill you. I didn't start it, but my sister did. She would steal, not me. She would steal one of Mama's cigarettes, and me and her would smoke. Are you whipping me when I get done? Are you following what I'm saying? They're pretty much going to be what we are. They're pretty much going to act like we act. They're pretty much going to do what we do. If there's going to be a good outcome, have you got a plan this morning? What is your plan for your children? Oh, God, please tell me it's not the public school system. Please don't tell me that's your plan. Please don't tell me that all your eggs are in that basket. I'm talking about a school that's going to tell them God ain't real and the Bible's fake. I'm talking about a crowd that's going to tell them you're crazy if you believe God spoke this world into existence. Please don't tell me that's what your plan is. Yeah. They better be something bigger than public education in your plan. They better be some God in your plan somewhere. They better be some Bible in your plan somewhere. The book I remember growing up more than any other book is that Bible Stories book. I believe that's what it called, Bible Stories. You see them in doctor's offices, waiting room. That was the book I was read. There better be some God in your plan. There better be some convictions in your plan. Joshua said, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. He said, y'all make your choice who you're going to serve. But as for me, there's got to be a plan. There's got to be a plan. Hey, mama, step up. Step up. Say, hey, from here on out, we're going to serve the Lord. Amen. Amen. You know why so many mamas are having to step up and make these leadership decisions in the home? Because daddy won't. I'll hold off. I'll get you Father's Day, I promise you. Amen. Mamas are having to lead because daddy won't. But mama, if daddy won't, don't let that deter you. I was raised by a single parent. My mama didn't remarry. Matter of fact, I married her. There ain't many men can say I married my mama. But I did. I was raised by a single parent until after I was grown and married. What I'm saying, that's not the best circumstance, but it can work. With God, all things are possible. But listen, there first must be a plan. Listen, part of my mama's plan was we're going to church when it's church time. I never got up one time, me and Pam never got up on a Sunday morning and said, Mama, are we going to church today? We just done on the bus before we got woke up good. There wasn't no question. We're going to church today. Sometime we went and we didn't want to go. Amen. I have wore pinstripes to church, and that was before I got my pants on. Anybody understand what I'm talking about? You ever been whooped out of bed? Somebody help me right there. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Some of y'all raised up with a country mama, whooped out of bed, cover snatched back. Son, that'll beat Mickey Mouse alarm clock any day of the week. You will get up, amen. Why are you whipping me? Because we're going to be late for church. What's the plan at your house? I hear babies. I love hearing babies, by the way. That's a good sign. I hear babies. What's the plan for these babies? What's their future going to hold? If we're relying on the government, they have no future. If we're relying on society, they have no future. If you're relying on society, your son may get married to a guy. Your daughter may marry a woman if we're relying on society. Well, don't die on me now. I'll preach another hour. You say, oh, but Brother Eddie. Don't Brother Eddie me. I know the junk happens every day. Ain't God's will. Ain't even nowhere near God's will. It ain't in my notes, but I can prove to you that stuff ain't right. The plumbing ain't right. Y'all okay? There's no way you can procreate. We okay this morning? If we follow this society's plan, I mean, how many of you, your dream and your desire for your son is that he marry a man? Oh, I pray my son grows up and marries a man like me. I've heard many prayer requests. I've never got that one. Never. I have never heard that. I'm raising my daughter to be a good wife to another woman. I've never heard that. That's what society's cramming down their throat. They're pushing music on them like I kissed a girl and I like it. I kissed a girl and I liked it too. Amen. Might do it again after a while. Hallelujah. I'm just asking, what's the plan for those babies? What's the plan for those children? We've got expectant mothers here today. What's the plan for that baby that you're carrying? That miracle that's inside you. That miracle. And by the way, if you're carrying a baby, it's just as much a miracle as the one she's carrying. I felt something on that right there. I said it's as much a miracle as it is God giving her one. Every little boy and girl that's born to man or woman is a gift from God. Lo, children are a heritage of the Lord. What's the plan? What's the plan? Moses' mama had a plan. She had a plan. Here her son is facing danger. By the way, yours are too. Ours are too. She had a plan. My son's going to die. My son's going to die. What can I do? Lord, give me something. What can I do? Holy Ghost said, okay. I tell you what. Make you a little boat. Put that baby in that boat and push him down the river. She probably knew what time Pharaoh's daughter came to wash. Don't you figure? She probably knew the routine. She knew when there'd be people at the river, women especially. If it'd been one of them crazy old soldier Egyptians, the baby would have been killed. Mama had a plan. And because mama had a plan, Moses had a life. And not only did he have a life, but he had an exceptional life. I got to hurry. I know you're done, but I'm not. Moses' mother not only had planning faith, but she had protecting faith. In verse number 3, she built an ark out of bulrushes and daubed it with pitch. She made a boat. She made something to ensure the safety of her child. Anybody ever been around chickens? Baby chickens? And a hen? Anybody ever tried to catch a baby chicken while mama chicken is around? Let me tell you a word I learned early on. It's called flog. Anybody ever been flogged? That old chicken's got spurs on the back of her feet that stick out about that long. And she'll jump up right on the back of your neck right there. And I can't get a witness. She'll jump up on the back of your neck right there and digging them spurs in your head like that. And the same time she's pecking you in the top of the head. You know what she's saying? Put my baby down. Put my baby down. I will peck your brains out. Put my baby down. I will kill you in Jesus' name. Put the chicken down. It's something that is built inside of her. It is a natural instinct to protect her child. Have you ever walked around the mall and had this thought? Where is your mama? Wait, I'm talking about, God bless their hearts, pitiful. I seen a boy walking through a mall with a girl on a leash. 13, 14 years old. He's, oh, that was my daughter. I would take that leash and I would beat that boy. Oh, and then I would beat my daughter. Don't ever let me catch you with no collar on. I wanted to put one on him, one of them that comes with a trigger. Slide him up, amen. But you look at these children and you think, where is your mama? God help us, where is your mama? Look, I grew up in hippie day. Peace, man, que pasa. I grew up back then. Flower child. Bell bottoms. Long hair. Can I get a witness? Leonard Skinner, somebody help me. Bad company. Hey, yeah, we feeling something now, ain't we? Yeah, y'all, some of y'all done humming. Yeah. Smoking dope and popping Quaaludes. That was the thing. People's used, if you walked up to somebody today and said, you got any ludes? Hey, who, what? That was the thing. Quaalude, by the way, is a downer. It's a drug and it's a bad thing. Okay? But somehow I got protected from that. Brother Johnny will tell you. It's by the grace of God, me and that man sitting in this building this morning. Nod your head. Do you know I'm... We got friends. We got friends. Best friends that we hung out with day in and day out. Don't even have a mind anymore. Don't even have a mind. Can't even carry on a conversation. It's more like... And I'm not making fun or making light. I'm just saying by the grace of God, that's where he and I'd have been. But thank God I had a Sandra White and he had a Nettie Cash. Somebody put their foot down and say, not in my house, boy. Not around here. Hey, it wasn't that they were mean. They were in protection mode. The feathers were flaring up. Put the chicken down. Y'all all right? We're living in a society. Our children need protecting. You better be careful, them 15-year-old girls. You hear me, mama? Mama's got an insight that daddy don't have. Mama can smell a pervert coming 10 miles down the street. Am I right about it? And you men better learn to listen to mama. When she looks at somebody that you may think, oh, but I think he'd be good for our daughter, and your mama and wife said, nah, he's pervert. Mark her down, he's pervert. Be careful, them 15-year-old girls. You know why? You'll wind up with 15-year-old mamas. You've raised your child. You don't need to raise theirs. We okay? Happy Mother's Day. Moses' mama had a planning faith. She had a protecting faith. It's time we had some mamas go into protection mode. How many of y'all have ever heard my wife yell? Kids, don't raise your hand. Katie's like, I should have said for everybody except my children. Ain't none of y'all ever heard that, have you? Let me give you a little challenge. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're big as Jason Crow. Come over here and mess with this baby girl after church. Put your hands on her. Put the chicken down. I've seen. I can't even tell you. You don't want to know, because it ain't pretty. When mama gets in protection mode. But listen, I'm almost done. We're living in a society that just don't care. We're living in a society. Why is it that a young man can lead a little girl through the mall? Why? Because mama don't care. Mama don't care. I've seen them at the mall, and you have this thought, where is your mother? And all of a sudden, mother walks up. And mama's affluent. Mama is well-dressed. Mama looks like she's got some culture about her. What had happened between mama and child? Mama don't care. Well, we just want them to be what they want to be. You're an idiot. With all the love of God in my heart, you have trouble. Anybody left to themselves will destruct. Do you? Let me ask you a question. Do you ask them on Monday morning, okay, honey, it's 7:30. Do you want to go to school today? You don't have to, because we want you to be whatever you want to be. Would you love to be a moron, baby? You don't have to get on that old bus. No, you can stay home and watch SpongeBob. Because we want you to be whatever you want to be. You're a liar. We want our kids to make their own decisions. Children don't have that capacity. A 15-year-old girl cannot make a decision about a date. Hormones is running her life. I'm still up here. Amen. Protection mode. Protection mode. Mama, put your foot down. Put your, I want my kids to be my friends. Be their friend with your foot on their neck. Be their friend with your foot buried where the sun don't shine. Put your foot down. My mother was strict. She was so strict that people thought she was going to ruin me. Do you know who I told all my deepest, darkest secrets to? Let me give you a clue, kids. I never got punished hardly for nothing because I told her. I told her about it. She was my best friend. Yeah, but I thought she was strict. She was. But she loved me. I watched her weep like a baby while she was whooping my backside. And I knew she loved me. And I still don't doubt that one bit today. You're not going to hurt your kids by discipline. Amen. Don't stand them in a corner. Bend them over your leg. Bend them over your lap. Amen. That's why God made that little meaty spot back there. I ain't winning any points this morning, am I? She had a planning faith. She had protecting faith. And I believe Moses' mama had some praying faith. I believe if she set that little boat in the water and pushed it and watched her little boy go out of sight, I believe if you'd have been standing near, you could probably heard, oh God, oh God, you know what's lying down the river. You know what the future is for my son. Oh God, put your hand on this little boat. Oh God, help this little boat land in just the right place in the river. God, please, God, it's out of my hands. Amen. One of these days, your little boy and your little boat and your little girl and her little boat, you're going to watch them float off down the river. There better be some planning. There better be some protecting. There better be a whole lot of praying. I believe those three things will rear a child. Amen. I wonder how Moses' mom felt. I'm sure she is standing nearby when they said, hey, there's a Hebrew come to town. And he's down there and he's challenging Pharaoh. I can just hear her little heart. That's my boy. I wonder if she was standing somewhere in the crowd when old Moses stood there, him and his brother Aaron, he had that rod in his hand. And he said, Moses, Pharaoh, God told you to turn my people loose. Pharaoh's magicians threw down their rods and they became snakes. And Moses threw down his rod and it turned into a snake and eat them other snakes. And I bet little Jochebed said, woo-hoo, that's my boy. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I guarantee you she was worshiping God. You know why? Because them prayers are paying off. I wonder as they marched out of Egypt. Moses leading the charge. Sure, I'm glad I made that boat. Sure, I'm glad I prayed all in prayers. Whoo! Mama, was it worth the prayers? Some of you other moms, was it worth the prayer? Lord, have mercy. John, God knows of Mama's prayers. kept you out of harm's way over yonder in Afghanistan and Iraq. God kept you safe and you're sitting here. I believe with all my heart because mama can pray.
Amen.
Brother Greg Nix, I don't know how many tours, three or four, three tours. Over a year each time, I believe. Down in South Georgia. Look, don't none of y'all even know her name. You wouldn't even know her if she walked in the door. He would. He would. Oh, yeah, I prayed for Greg while he was over there, but not like she did. Oh, no, not like she did. Y'all listen to me? I believe there's something special about a mama's prayer. I remember hearing my wife pray over our son when he was laying there in a coma. I just like, you go ahead. I'm scared to open my mouth. That's that mother's heart.
Yes.
Brother Todd, y'all come. Listen this morning. What's the plan? What's the plan? Not only is it important to have a plan, you got to put it in place. You got to put it in place. What's the plan this morning? Huh? Or some of you, is it just time you went into protection mode? Sometimes to protect your children, you have to hurt them. You can't give them everything they want. You can't do it. Let's stand our feet this morning. I'm going to have them sing in just a moment. But before they do, I wonder if it'd be okay. And I know it's late. I know it's time to go. But I wonder if we could just bow our heads this morning just for a minute. Nobody looking around. Doesn't matter whether you're a mom or a dad, a son or a daughter. We've all got one thing in common. We have a soul. And we're going to live forever somewhere, heaven or hell. It all depends on what we do with Jesus Christ. And I just want to ask you this morning before we go, if you're not saved, if you're not sure if you died right now, heaven would be your home. I'd like to pray for you. I wouldn't embarrass you for nothing. I don't drag people to the altar. That's not how we do. I just would like to pray for you. You just slip up your hand and say, preacher, I'm not sure. If I died right now, heaven would be my home. Please remember me when you pray. Anyone? Anybody? How about this morning? Preacher, I know I'm saved. Ain't no doubt about it. I know the message was for moms this morning, but maybe I'm not a mom. Maybe I'm a dad. Or maybe it is a mother who said, preacher, pray for us that we put the right plan in place. Pray for us that we protect our children from this old sinful world. Pray that we keep our prayer life where it ought to be for our children. How about that? Ought to be hands all over this building. Thank you this morning. Let's pray together. Father, as we come to you again this morning in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for a good day. God, I thank you for a good mother, good grandmother, and a good great-grandmother. Lord, all I've ever known in my life is godly women. Lord, I want to thank you for that. I believe, Lord, I'm standing here today because of it. I know you because of it. Lord, I just want to bless your name. Lord, you've seen every hand. You know every heart. Lord, I just pray you'd deal with us accordingly this morning. Lord, help us to be the moms and dads that you intended for us to be. But God, we can't do it by ourselves. Lord, we need your help. Help those who want it this morning. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Y'all go ahead.